want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is mise en place. Ronnie Truax was a brawny, bearded cook with a decade of years on me when I worked with him at a restaurant at 700 Duval Street when I was first just becoming a chef. His voice was in my head when I walked up the driveway at the end of Duval Street to start my job at the legendary Pier House Hotel. I wondered, do they make mirepoix here? I still didn't know what mirepoix was or how it was spelled or how it was used, but due to Truax, who was the first person I remember saying that term, I felt it had to have some mystical power to make godlike food. It was not a word in my first cooking boss's vocabulary at the diner, nor was it in the vocabulary of the quasi-alcoholic cowboy chef I worked for back in Greeley, Colorado at the Holiday Inn. The chefs at the Deer Path in Lake Forest, Illinois, might have used it, but it fell on my deaf ears. It took the gruff Ronnie Truax, a.k.a. Biker Chef, to awaken me. The world of professional cooking brings with it a large glossary of terms to learn. If you don't, it will be like going to live in a beautiful country and not be able to get from the markets to the museums. Another crucial term I learned during my slippery way up the cooking life ladder was the one this show is titled mise en place. Mise en place is French for everything in its place. And let me tell you, if you want to survive in a busy professional kitchen, then you will want everything possible in exactly the right place, or your ass is going to be new mown grass. OCD people of the world, this is your kind of mindset. And there is nothing like getting pounded night after night by your chef, the tickets, your fellow line cook savages, and even, let's not forget, the service team, if you slow things down because you don't have your mise in the express lane. In the kitchens of the olden days, we drew crude but very specific drawings in those crappy spiral-bound notebooks you could fit in your cook's pants that detailed where every dish, knife, spoon, side towel, whisk, chinois, ramekin, butter dish, cooking oil, cutting board, the blessed garlic and shallots, and let's not forget the salt and pepper and whatever else your part of the menu needed to be to get the job done. The passage of much of culinary knowledge came from me learning my next station from the person I was working next to, who was moving up in the ranks, and I was going to where they had been. Nowadays, we pull out our smartphones and snap a photo. Mise en place is not only what we need to cook the dish with, it is also the sequence in which to cook if we are doing a cooking show or teaching a cooking class. Focus. It's basic. Remember, respect the ingredients, the food, the suppliers who brought the goods to the kitchen, the people you are cooking for, and all of the people in the course of your life who brought those lessons forth. It's big, it's mise en place, and you will need it to make mirepoix, just as Biker Chef told me long ago. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Somewhere a place for us. Peace and quiet.